position. Bravo, go. Bravo, go. In position. Bravo, go. Bravo, go. In position.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another fabulous You Thought You Niggas Was Out the Hood cast episode of Bravo Go Gaming. I'm your host, Rain Omega, one of your hosts, Rain Omega.
And this is Shadow Dancer.
Man, just when you thought it was safe.
Uh-huh. Didn't quite make it.
Yeah. Get over here.
We still here, y'all.
Yes. We are trapped in the hood. That was kind of my bad, man. I forgot I had that birthday party thing to do, which, to be totally honest with you, man, I could have skipped that shit. I could have skipped that. I would have much rather been kicking it at the studio.
That shit was whack.
Well, it was for like a friend of my mom's. Oh, this is a guy I know too, but he was like, he's an older, elderly dude. So it was like mostly elderly people. And, you know, it's like I went there and we took some little food and like a card and everything. And I'm sitting there talking to my mom the whole time because I'm like, I don't really know nobody. And I'm significantly younger than everybody in the room. I was like, well, shit, I talk to my mom every day. So I could have just stayed at the studio, man.
Yeah, my because you know I had 3 or 4 or 5, 6, 7, 8 detours that Saturday. Shit, I could have went to the studio too. I went on an impromptu date, and that shit was kind of boring. So, damn, I could have just went to the studio. Shit.
Yeah. So hopefully next week, y'all, we will be lined up. Oh shit.
Yep. Because, you know, my original plan was go to the DMV, and niggas was closed on Saturday, so.
Are they closed? Oh, shit, that was a mistake. Are they closed every Saturday, or just?
No, they was just closed this Saturday that I had to go. So now I got to do it next Saturday.
Okay, y'all, so.
Because, you know, I can't do it on a weekday because I fucking get out of work too late, so.
Right, yeah, and let me tell you, because I went to the DMV this past week. And it was it was relatively cracking, but it was just only cracking like that because they only letting so many people in at a time. And also they're only accepting like 200 people a day at the one I went to on my side of town. So it was like,
oh my God,
there was at least that many people outside. And when I got there, I'm like, cause there's like fucking caution tape and all these different like redirection arrows, and I'm looking like, holy shit, it's like a geometry equation. And so I asked this lady, I'm like, hey, I'm just here to get my license reinstated. What do I do? She was like, well, do you have an appointment? I said, that's a no. Cause you used to be able to make them online. I tried to do that. That shit's kiboshed until all this shit is over with.
So yeah, like, how you make an appointment with no online? Like, what?
Let me tell you, man. So I went to another line on the other side of the building, which is a separate line for niggas that need to make appointments. And that line wasn't too bad. I was only in it about 20, 30 minutes. But I'm like, I walk up to the window and the lady's like, you know, she's like, well, you know, make an appointment. She give me the date. And she's like, well, we got one open for July 7th. I was like, July 7th? She's like, that's the closest one we got. And so I got to go back on July 7th. But luckily, I guess since I got an appointment, I can walk up to the appointment line 5 minutes prior to my appointment time and they'll let me come in. So that might be what you're doing when you go, if you haven't had a chance to go make an appointment.
Oh, my God.
Yes, nigga.
Okay. Yes. Fucking COVID, man. COVID.
Man, COVID. winning on these cats. He
is really did some damage, man.
I can't even, man. You can't even talk to a chick.
I'm not gonna be. I'm not gonna be able to do anything without. Oh my god.
Nope.
So yep. I'm not quarantined, but I'm basically quarantined.
Yeah, you outside and ting. You can go outside and not do shit. I went to, speaking of more quarantine related shit, I went to pay my phone because, you know, I got the little, you know, Donnie hit me. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go take care of some adult shit before I buy anything stupid. And I went to go pay my phone off because, you know, I had my phone bill, but you know how you get a phone, you get the little phone payment or whatever a month. Mm-hmm. So I went in there. And instead of paying the $30 a month I've been paying for however long, I'm like, hey, man, can I, you know, can I just pay my phone off right now with just a little chunk of money? So I walk to the door, and the guy looks at me. I'm in the door, and it's about 20 feet from me to the counter. He's like, you need to have a mask on, sir. And I said, okay, I don't have a mask. Can I just ask you a question? He's like, you got to go outside if you're going to ask a question. And I'm like, okay, that's weird too, but I'm working with y'all. So I go outside and he comes to the door, and now the nigga's mad close to me. Like, I'm on one side of the door and he's on the other side of the door with the door open. I'm like, bro, now you're 2 feet away from me when you was 20 feet away from me when I first, like, what is going on? Like,
oh my god.
I just don't get it, man. But yeah, everything's fucked up right now because of Kobe, my man Coves.
Still fucked up, man.
Yeah, they. I just.
Oh, at least I know what to expect now. Thank you for that, because I'd have probably fucking stabbed somebody with my current state of mind.
I had to really, like, really, because when I walked up, and it was only because I got up so early and went there on the bus that I didn't just say fuck it and roll out. But I walk up, the police got like two cop cars in the driveway, so you can only go one way, and I didn't drive in, so it didn't affect me. But then I'm looking at the line, and I'm looking at the tape, and I'm looking at the letters, and I don't really like to talk to people. So I was like, I don't want to ask, but I don't want to get in the long line, the wrong line, and wait all day and have them tell me something else. I was like 40 seconds away from fuck it. But yeah, so that's what you're walking into, y'all. Yeah, man, it's crazy out here.
Getting mentally prepared for that shit. All right. Well, anyway, to get this thing started finally, have you watched anything, sir, this past week?
I watched 1.5 episodes of Carnival Row because I got my new TV. Got a new TV, y'all, so you ain't got to worry about me having to cut my TV off in the middle of dungeons for those of y'all playing Final Fantasy. But and I was like, you know, I'm scrolling through. Amazon's got a lot of shit. They got a lot of shit on there. Maybe it's just because I haven't been on there in a while, but I'm like, I want to watch all this shit. Most of it, they got good-ass old movies. Amazon is like frying Netflix, pardon my saying so.
You think so?
I mean, maybe it's because I just got there, but like, I was like, man, they got the first thing that popped up on my screen was Return of the Living Dead, the first one. I was like, yeah, shit.
I think you might be right as far as movies go, but original shows, I don't know.
I'm gonna watch some of it to see how it turns out. But I had started watching Carnival Row a while back. So I watched a couple more episodes of that. And it's cool. It's, you know, it's like fantasy, but like, what's that word? Victorian? Is that Victorian era where like Assassin's Creed Syndicate takes place? That era, like Jack the Ripper-ish E type shit. Okay, so it's like that kind of setting, but fantasy. So I watched a couple more episodes, and there was a whole lot of egregious man ass in the two episodes I watched. I was like, God damn, are we going to see any more niggas' asses? Like, God bless them. The ladies need to see something too, but I felt, you know, lightweight, uncomfortable in my bedroom looking at all this man ass. Then they showed like the little war sequence, which I guess is like the, you know, the humans and the non-humans, or the fae, as they call them in there. like fairies and all mythical corny shit, like Pan, goat niggas, and all, you know, just any of that like super fairy tale shit. And so there was a war, like they, you know, the humans were coming to take over the area or their little continent, and you know, the dude falls in love with one of the fairies, but it turns out he's half a fairy. And there were some werewolves in there, but they was the corny ass werewolves that run on all fours. They wasn't like dogs, but they was a little bigger, but they just wasn't, you know, like,
I mean, as long as you big, you know.
Yeah, they was swole, which was a good thing, but they was just shooting them niggas, and I was like, damn, man, werewolves really get a bad rap.
Werewolves is trash, bro. It's cannon fodder.
It might be. Werewolves, most vampires, garbage, too.
Unless you a pretty nigga, yeah.
Yeah, with the what do they call it? The Jedi mind trick type niggas, like, jump off the buildings. Yeah.
A nigga with long hair and a open button-up shirt.
Like, right.
Who is this Korriban?
Ruffles on that shit. Ruffles all on your... You got ruffles on your sleeves. Ugh. Well, so I watched an episode and a half of that. And, yeah, I don't know what happened to this week. I really don't know. I did not... I really didn't do shit this week. I played... You know what I played. And... and... I mean, I did a lot. Okay, that's what I did. I did a lot of adulting this week. That's why I wasn't home a lot. I ran a bunch of errands. I had this little snafu with my, I bought a TV stand because, you know, the new thing with TVs is like, they don't have the stand in the middle. They got feet on the side, hella far apart. So I couldn't use what I was using before. And then I brought it home and it was too small. So I had to take a whole totally separate trip back there a different day to return it. And yeah, they got the laptop. I got the tea. I was out a lot, so I didn't really do much besides my Final Fantasy dailies, man. Sadly, did you watch anything?
Disgusting. yeah. Speaking of Amazon Originals, I went back and I finished The Boys season one. I had not finished it. I had watched like when it first dropped. I was all hype about it, and I watched the first two episodes. And then I didn't watch the rest of that shit. Like I tend to do. Oh man, I can't wait to fucking to The Mandalorian and then I watch the shit.
Stay doing that shit.
I like games more. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Season one of The Boys, man. I have to say, overall, I really, really liked it. What I liked the most probably is the pace of the show. I think 8 1-hour episodes is the sweet spot for a serial, man. It's just enough to like. I had the feeling of wanting more when it was over, and I much rather have that feeling than be like,
"Damn, this shit's still going."
Yeah, like I'm getting sleepy, and what just happened? what's happening right now? Oh shit!
Who is this?
Yeah, what was that? What was that side plot about? Who cared about that? Like, eight is good, man. 8 1-hour, that's sweet.
Unrelated side note, man, not to interrupt, unrelated side note, that shit happened to me in the middle of The Witcher. Like, when they did the past, they went back to the past, it came forward, I was like, what the fuck, who is that? they really got me. Like, I had to watch that episode like twice, but anyways,
that's a huge problem, is that episode in particular you're talking about. That happened to a lot of people. But yeah, anyway, what else did I like? The characters, my nigga Homelander in particular, just did not give a fuck, man. No fucks given. Like,
he was
just complete. Go ahead.
I was saying, he was just out for the cutty. Like, what's
you? Yeah, besides his weird ass Oedipus complex, which was like, what's going on with that? He was just funny. I just thought he was funny as hell, man. Like, super, just super smug, and it's a regular ass bully, man. Like, yep. He threatened almost everybody in the show. When he hemmed that bum ass Aquaman up in the studio, man, that shit had me.
and
he threatened you normal, like,
and you can't do nothing because you basically Aquaman. That nigga had gills on his stomach. He was weak. Like, outside of water, you ain't shit. That was amazing.
Oh, yeah. That scene was also horrific. That nigga, with his gills and that chick was sticking her fingers all in his belly. But I guess he had it coming.
Hey, womanizer.
Which leads to another thing I liked about the show is it tackles some real issues, man, like head on.
Yeah.
Sexual assault in the workplace.
Yeah.
And also how the fucking company that they was working for took that shit and spun it into a hashtag and a movement and profited off of that shit. Like,
yeah,
this is a super, just a super cynical show, man. I really like that about it. Some realistic shit. All of the hero worship, and which is basically like celebrity worship, parallels to that in real life. Like,
yeah,
yeah, it was just
branding, and like celebrities can't say what they want, and they can't have an opinion. Like, all that shit is pretty accurate, man.
Yeah, and also the a lot of the religious hypocrisy, like some strong stuff they was touching on, man. Like, oh, this is shit is pretty smart. I felt that the budget could have been, we didn't really get a whole lot of superheroing. Could have got a little bit more of that, even if it was, you know, faked or staged or whatever. I would have liked to see some more actual like fights.
Yeah,
they didn't do a whole lot of that. I thought the Huey Starbright like romance subplot was a little weak.
Yeah, just kind of like out of nowhere, and then all of a sudden she got feelings for him, and he, his conscience, and
it was kind of like predictable. Like, okay, I kind of see where this is going already. The Kimiko subplot was kind of also like, where y'all going with this? Like, yep. Y'all still on this?
That's the Wolverine chick, right? The crazy
X-23.
Yeah, yeah.
What's another thing I liked? That fucking airplane scene, man, was gold.
That shit was so fucking great.
Yeah, man. You know I love a good botch. Like, that shit flicked so fucking bad. And my nigga Homelander's response was just like, he just like shrugged, like, well, I guess we leaving. Like, And they was all like, no, take us with you. And if you don't sit your ass down, I'm going to fucking laser you. Like, y'all better sit the fuck down. Just ice cold, man. Ice cold.
Yeah, some good shit in that.
Also, the face sitting scene. I don't know if I should spoil it, but man.
Oh, man, that shit.
What a way to go out, sir. Like
a champ.
But damn. Just, I mean, the nigga whole head, just watermelon, just
crunch.
Some regular shit, man.
Yeah, she
real
loved,
regular shit.
One of my personal favorite scenes in the show is when they accidentally blow up that invisible nigga. That shit. Oh, it's like the first or second episode, man. That shit just had me crying.
Yeah, I called that too. I was like, I was pretty proud of myself because they went through the explanation of like, oh, well, you can't get through his skin. And I was thinking, well, why don't y'all just poison him? That was my first thought. I was like, you know, stick something up his ass, maybe. And they totally went with that. I was like, yes, I would have got one. Yeah, they blew that nigga up, man. That shit was hilarious.
Yeah,
and that fool had to be naked for his powers to work. Like,
what a shitty ass deal, man. That's what that is.
Right. Yeah, the plot twist didn't bother me too much. I'm looking forward to the next season. It was just enough. It was like, okay, all of that was cool, and all of the new questions raised are like, okay, where is this gonna go now that we got super villains, terrorists? Like, what's gonna happen now?
Yeah.
So I'm all on board with I'm all on board with season two.
Yeah, me too. Overall, man, I'm hype about it. I'm hype.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. What else did I watch? Check my notes here. Oh yeah, because it was completely fucking forgettable. Child's Play 2019.
Oh, I've been meaning to watch that actually.
Yeah, that's also on Amazon. What can I say I liked about it? Aubrey Plaza is in the movie. I guess that's it. Like,
I mean, that's enough reason for a nigga like me to watch it. So,
yeah, and they let her play like mostly like a regular character. She's like the mom in the movie.
She ain't crazy.
She's not her usual morbid fucking weird chick thing that she usually do in most of her movies, which I actually kind of like. But they finally let her do something else. Although it do pop up in one scene, you see her be her in like one scene. I like the premise that Chucky is more of like a smart device. That's like he's like an appliance or a companion piece to like a phone. Because even when I saw the trailers, I was like, ain't that kid they got in the movie, that nigga a little big for a doll? Like, what's going on here? And like, his mom get him the doll because he ain't got no friends. And I'm like, nigga, that's not gonna help.
That's not how you start getting friends.
Yeah, you setting him up for failure. But it's just like a cool appliance. I do like that take on the whole story. But the way the AI goes rogue is fucking silly.
So you get a virus?
I ain't even gonna go into that, man. If you go watch it, you go see.
Oh shit.
So I like that more than, well, do I like it more than serial killer voodoo nonsense? I don't know, actually. They both kind of stupid, now that I'm actually thinking about it, but
I forgot Chucky was a voodoo doll. Like,
a
doll?
It's a serial killer with some voodoo shit. A serial killer that know voodoo. Like, what?
Somebody is drunk.
The 80s, bro. The shit you could get green lighted. Fuck.
Yeah, man.
What else? The actual doll, like, the design of the Chucky doll itself, or the, what is it called? It's not called Chucky. He names himself Chucky. I forget the name of the doll, but it looked fucking stupid. Like, it don't look menacing at all. Like, just the design is just like, this shit is just whack, man.
Damn.
Not at all seeing the old design. Like, how do the old doll from a movie from the 80s look cooler than the new shit? I don't get it.
Hey.
I don't get it. Also, I don't think the voice is as cool as the old voice either. Who does the voice for Chucky in old movies?
I don't know, but I got a new laptop so I can look it up faster.
I know Mark Hamill does the new voice, but you can hardly tell. And I think Mark Hamill is a fine voice actor. Best Joker. But, I didn't really like his take on Chucky.
Yeah, what else talented, can I say though.
Yeah, what else can I say about it?
Brad Dourif does the original, I think.
Is that his name?
Yeah. Yeah, Brad Dourif.
I just know that old Chucky like stands out. You remember his voice and his jokes and his antics, like.
And that little nigga used to be mad. Like, mad.
Yeah, you would freak out. Like, this new Chucky is more subdued. Like this. It's like, okay, that's not really.
You ain't talking shit.
It's a few good kills in there though, because he has access to other things, other appliances.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, he can control some shit. So it's some pretty funny kills in there. But yeah, the movie didn't really know. I don't really know what it was trying to do. Like, it was like a comedy thing, or is this trying to be like a techno horror, like a Black Mirror episode? Like, we need to be mindful of all of this technology.
I just hooked my phone up to the TV,
and it was at one point, it felt like it was kind of going in like a Goonies / Stranger Things direction. Like, all the kids is banding together to stop this fucking, and it didn't do that either. I'm like, what? What is this?
Are y'all going to do anything?
Are y'all going to do anything? Yeah. It's, yeah, man. It was just kind of forgettable. Like, I don't even really remember any of the kills. Oh, no. I remember one really good screener. And this nigga in this in this Chucky mascot costume, man. He get poked in the side of the neck off screen out of nowhere. I don't know why that shit made me giggle, but
because screeners is always funny.
And then they hit that nigga again with a drone in the face. Like they kill that dude. They kill that same dude twice. Like it's so fucking good.
Damn,
for no reason. I don't know what that character did to deserve that, but that nigga get hit twice. But yeah, other than that, it was pretty forgettable.
That's a shame.
Yeah. But I'm not a huge like Chucky dude, so
yeah, me either, man. He's like at the bottom of we used to like talk about like if you had to fight one of the movie guys, like if you had to fight one of the movie guys, which one would you fight? My two was always Chucky because he little and I put that nigga in the oven. And then
he's supposed to have his man strength. I thought that was one of the gimmicks.
I mean, well, yeah, I get it. Yeah. Does he weigh man weight? Is he man weight? Because it's
that's
like
true. I never factored that. You punt that nigga across the world if you. It's a doll.
Little 2 pound strong nigga. Like.
What was the other one?
I used to say Leatherface until the new Leatherface, like the way too big to have anything to do with Leatherface.
At least he's still a regular dude though. You don't got to deal with supernatural bullshit. Niggas teleporting.
Yeah, I think I would keep him on the list. Either him or the newest incarnation of Michael Myers, who's like a regular dude and he's an old nigga. So it's like, what's up? You know, you trying to get some of this?
Oh, they conveyed that in the movie. Lovely. He got beat up by an old lady and her daughter who barely was getting hazed up. Damn, nigga, you losing? Your best kill was a kid in the backseat of a car? Like,
yeah, yeah. And he, but that was so, like, that's what would happen if I get my hands on a kid in the car. That's exactly what would happen.
I felt, kind of bad about giggling how I was giggling at the movies when I went to go see that shit. My friends was really looking at me, man, but they didn't really show anything, but you just saw the car moving, man. It was like,
shuffling this little motherfucker out.
getting yoked. Oh my god. that's so fucked up.
Oh yeah, but you know.
Yeah, he killed like a kid and like an old lady. Like, is Mike a bitch ass nigga? Like what?
This new Mike, this is retirement Mike. Oh man,
yeah. Take what he can get, Mike. Like opportunist. Right.
I really, really enjoy those kind of kills in movies. Like I was saying about the that Becky movie, man. It ain't a kill, but it's two things that happen. I love shit that would happen in real life happening in movies. Like get your little ass the fuck off me.
Yeah, man.
Woo.
We can shelf that. We will come back to that same thought later when we talk about The Last of Us. So
okay, all right.
Yeah, Child's Play, man, not great. But it's on Amazon, so I mean you got Amazon, so fuck it.
Yeah, I already put it on my watch list, which I do more putting shit in the watch list than I do actually watching shit. But you know.
I gotta say, I would have been hot if I would have paid any kind of like money to fucking, you know, I would have been.
Oh
high.
Yeah, no, you niggas would be on the streets. That's
yeah.
Not.
So I'm glad I caught him how I caught him. So mm-hmm. I guess I'll just leave it at that. But yeah, that was That was all I watched.
Some niggas you know though, like some niggas you know you go see him on the street. Like I see him on the street when I see him. I'm not really.
Yeah, because that was never really my guy. So, you know.
We
should be out here supporting slashers. Since they don't really make them no more, but
man, I want to. It's another one of those things that we talk about all the time. Like, how do you fuck up a like? Just make it, just kill people. That's all you need to do. That's all. But can't have everything, I guess.
They don't really make them no more, man. You know, everything got to be either like a ghost or some shit some teenagers can go see. It's fucking that whole The Nun and all of that shit got a universe. Like, all of that shit is interconnected. I'm like, my God, man. Like, well, how is these niggas eating? It ain't, right. We don't got no new iconic slashers. Like
The Nun, The Covenant, the fucking, what's the one with the kids? Insidious. Is that all the same people?
That's all the same. That's the same universe, sir. That is.
Bag of dicks. Bag of dicks. That's what that is.
Fuck them. I don't mess with PG-13 horror.
Yeah, no, we not doing none of that. So that's all you watched, huh?
Yeah, that was it. Pretty light.
Damn.
Was probably too late for me to catch it now, but I know the Watchmen was free this weekend, even for people that didn't have HBO. But I'm probably pull up on HBO anyway. So
I too, sir, am eyeballing.
Yeah, since they got all of the DC stuff now, I'm like, for the most part, I'm like, oh, fuck it. I might as well jump in now, jump in early, see what they're talking about.
Yeah. Get a couple months on there while I wait for my boys to come back, which who knows when that's going to be.
Yeah, like I said, man, Kobe, he got us.
Yeah, he putting everybody out. But, yep. Yeah. Is there anything that you intend to watch that I can think of?
The Watchmen. That's probably next.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna endeavor to finish Watchmen. I got one more episode. And if Harley Quinn wraps up, I'm gonna watch that season two. I'm gonna watch that because I did enjoy the first season, man. So you know, I might as well. But yeah, Watchmen has been.
I gotta really scour Amazon to see what they got because I just recently got it again on a Hez. I ain't even really want the shit, but
damn, what happened?
Oh, it was a little some discrepancy on my order, my last order on Amazon checkout. Oh, free shipping, and I hit the button, and it was like, oh, this is with Amazon Prime. I didn't notice until I had already confirmed. So. I got a month of Prime free, and they probably go get that year out of me because I'm gonna cancel before I ain't gonna cancel before I notice. I already know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, no, that's yeah.
Already know what's gonna happen.
That's how they get you. That's how you know. And that's why I thoroughly just like with Final Fantasy, man. That's why a nigga like me, I get time cards because I'm it's like quantum fucking physics to find the place on the website to deactivate my subscription. So. I'm not even fucking with y'all. I'm giving you guys a flat rate. I want no auto renewal, nothing in my life if I can help.
That's just smart, smart man, smart man.
But I know I'm gonna be tempted when I get this bank account opened up. I'm gonna be, I see all Google Pays and Samsung Pays and all the pays and man.
Yeah, that's how they get you, sir. An automatic pay.
Just rip me without. Oh, what happened to my rip game?
Yep.
Yeah, man. That's the watch. I mean, like I say, I watched a lot of cutscenes. I've been doing a story in Final Fantasy, so I watched a lot. I'm on the actual Shadowbringers mission, so I'm on the last one. I'm gonna do that today, and I'll be done with the story, and I can finally play something else. But yeah, you wanna take a break and then come back for do you got news? Is there any news?
Not really. No.
Okay. All right, you wanna take a break and come back and talk about play? Cause I know you got some shit to say.
Yeah, we could do that.
All right. We'll be back, motherfuckers.
Yep.
In position. Bravo. Go.
Yeah, we back in this motherfucker.
That we are.
The game segment, that's where we're at. The Mr. Game. So I'll get my shit out of the way because I have absolutely fuck all to talk about this week. Sorry, y'all. I promise it's gonna change soon. But yeah, so you guys know, obviously, I've been playing the shit out of Final Fantasy. Still playing the shit out of Final Fantasy. But I'm almost done with the story. So that's that. And I purchased Fire Emblem Warriors for the Nintendo Switch, which I'll preface by saying I don't know a ton about Fire Emblem as a whole, except for Roy and Marth from Super Smash Bros. Melee. And so, but I do know a lot about button mashing, and it's a good feel. It feels good. It looks good. I only played like the first two missions. I like the switching between the characters on the fly. Hyrule Warriors had that too. I really like that. And I'm in here cutting. So like, you can't go wrong. And the advice that you gave me, as far as like queuing up for some shit and just playing something else, man.
Oh yeah, man.
Yes.
The dual screen, that's the future. That's the dream. You need to have. You want to be playing something else while you playing something else, or at least that's, watching something.
Yeah, man. I'm getting there. And so yeah, I played a little bit of that. I thoroughly intend on playing more of that. I was hoping, I took my Switch with me to the DMV, so I was like, well, you know, maybe I'll get to fucking, because I intended to be there fucking all day because it's DMV, you know.
Yep.
But I didn't get to. And what else? Oh yeah, so I played that a little bit. I'm looking forward to playing more of that. And then I also purchased on the cheap the Outer Worlds, which about it before on the show, the Obsidian joint, Obsidian being the original Fallout dudes. And even just like I booted it up, I did the create, and I did like the little intro, and like I forgot how much I like stat based RPG games, man. Like putting points into shit, getting rewards for my points. Like it's a little more cartoony than I expected it to be, the way it looks. But I know I'm gonna like it. I know I'm probably gonna play it more than once, just off the intro and like, you know, I seen they had the little budget VATs in there and shit, and I was like, okay, you know, it feels like, you know, what I'm used to. And I like stats, man. I really like stats, you know?
Can't wait to hear more, because that game, I got some issues with that game. Can't wait to hear your take. Can't wait to hear your take, though, especially you talking about stats and numbers and all of that.
Damn. Yeah,
will be interesting to hear.
Well, luckily. Hello?
What? You can't hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah, no, but that's all I played. I got a million games lined up, man. I just need the sub to run out. Once the sub runs out, I'm not going back till 5.3, and I'm going to play a bunch of shit. So, yeah, man, let's get to the meat, man. Let's talk about it.
This dude, you've been saying that every week, dog. Don't nobody fucking believe you at this point. All right, so last week, should I go over the little stuff first? Because I did get Dragon Quest Builders 2. I got Dragon Quest Warriors 2 again. And I played a little bit of Dragon Quest 11, a little bit more of that.
Damn.
So it's been a whole lot of that Dragon Quest drip. Yeah, I found the games for mad cheap on Amazon, so I was like, fuck.
Yeah, I mean, shit, you can't beat it. Fuck.
I still haven't really dug into Dragon Quest Builders 2 outside of what I played in the demo, but it is it's a lot like Minecraft, but it's still a JRPG, so it's more structured. Like, you get a lot of objectives. They tell you what to do, what to build. And you learn all of these recipes and things in the side chapters. And then you take all of these recipes and things that you learn back to your main island where you can build what you want. Yeah, it's a nice little setup. It is a little slow, though, with the because it's still a JRPG. The tutorial lies in everything, and the hand-holding is a bit much. At least as far as I am in the game so far. Yeah, they literally treat you like you never played a game before. Like,
come on, y'all. Please.
Yeah. So it could use to be a little faster. But other than that, though, man, I'm really liking it. I don't know what's going on with me and these builder games lately, but
yeah, that's I mean, I'm not hating, but
this is feeling a lot more. I gotta say, I'm enjoying this a lot more initially than Animal Crossing, though. Just the convenience, like the speed in which I can play stuff and set stuff up, and the speed at which I can gather materials and inventory space is like infinite, and I can pick up 999 stacks of certain items and, you know, place them wherever I want. It's just like, it's super convenient. So
yeah,
Animal Crossing could learn a thing or two from this game. This is, yeah, so far it's a pretty excellent like builder game, and I like it more than Minecraft because one is Dragon Quest aesthetic, and two, it has that structure that I like. It has a lot of blueprints. For a non-creative person like me, it gives me like an idea, gives me some solid ideas of what I want to try to build. And I like that. I really like that.
Word.
Yeah, I'm about, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 hours into that. I can see that. I can see that being a pretty serious time sink. So that's my go-to. That's been my go-to. Get off work, just turn something on, play that shit while I'm relaxing. So cool. You'll probably be hearing more about Dragon Quest Builders in the coming weeks. As for Dragon Quest XI proper, I'm still not past the point that I was in the original game, so that's all still been the same, like the same content. So I gotta replay through all of that. Not that I'm complaining, it's still good, it's still fun. So All right. Let me get to the what you over there doing, man? What you over there messing with?
Man, I'm in main scenario quest roulette. I ain't wanna. I figured this would be a good time for me to get this out the way.
This nigga here, boy.
MSQ, dog. I'm telling you.
As what?
Dancer right now. Dancer is 74. So
you just might be a fuck boy. I have no idea.
Oh shit, I ain't even done with the story.
Not only you playing Final Fantasy, but you playing main scenario quest on Dancer, though. Like, ugh.
That's a combo.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You over there pressing buttons. All right.
Anyway. Oh no, damn it.
Last week, Last of Us came out, as I'm sure most of you know. Finally, Last of Us 2 came out.
Yes, let's hear it.
The internet has been divided on this whole thing,
to say the least.
Yeah, it's gonna be kind of hard to talk about this without spoiling anything. So, I'm gonna just do that, and I'm not gonna hold anything back. So. I know it's only been like 2 days, but I beat the shit already.
God damn.
So fuck it. Yeah. I don't see why everybody's so mad. I don't get it.
We talk about this shit all the time, man.
Yeah, maybe I'm just immune to like controversy or whatever, but well, okay, let me put it this way. Because as many of you probably already know, again, spoilers, if you read the leaks or whatever, the leaks were true. Title character from the first game, Joel, he dies super early in this game. He doesn't really even have any playable sections. He dies maybe an hour or two into the game. And that's got a lot of people upset, which I don't really get. Because of the world that they created, this is a bleak, oppressive, post-apocalyptic, somewhat grounded world, and a character died. Like, that's what happens. You know, he did some shit in the first game that caught up with him. If you finish the first game, spoilers for The Last of Us Part 1. you know, the last section of the game, he fucking kill everybody in this hospital. Everybody get fucking killed, right?
Damn.
And he completely dismantles this group called Fireflies that were trying to, they were essentially looking for a cure for the plague that's going around. This game's version of a plague and whatnot, which is actually kind of cool. It's more spread by spores than it is like bites and infections and things like that. It's a different kind of virus. I thought that was cool. But anyway, the young girl Ellie that he's transporting to this hospital, he, they through all their trials and tribulations, they become attached, and he grows to care about her, and he doesn't want to let her go because she's immune for whatever reason. And of course they come to the conclusion that it's something with her brain juice that they need to make a vaccine. So she has to die in order for a cure to be made, essentially. He's not okay with that because she, you know, she's basically his daughter at this point. And he can't lose another daughter. You know, his daughter dies in the fucking intro of the first game, which was fucking like gut wrenching. Just a crazy ass, crazy scene right out of the bat. Game smack you right in the mouth like shit. Like, okay. But yeah, he killed everybody in that fucking hospital just to save her. And it's like, was that really justified? Was that okay? Was that cool?
Pretty harsh.
There was a question a lot of people had at the end of the game. Like, was what he did right? Well, it turns out that all of those people that he killed, they had people too. And them niggas come back and get him. In particular, this new character, Abby, and her crew. Now, Abby was a riding level of some shit we didn't know about before the game came out. You know, before all of the leaks. Abby is actually a playable character for half of the game. And you get her side of the story and why she came after Joel and did what she did. Now, me personally, I thought it was really well done, really well executed, elaborate. Like, these are just people. It's not good guys and bad guys, and nobody has plot armor. And I like that. This shit is supposed to be realistic, y'all. Joel had it coming. As does Ellie. As does Abby. Every main character in the game do some shit that's not all that kosher. to protect their people and to get even. Some shit we've all done, you know. Just bad shit. Like, people ain't 100% good. These things happen.
Right, right.
Especially in this kind of world, like, you can expect it. But yeah, that's got a lot of people upset, man. I think it's pretty bold. I think it's pretty ballsy for Sony, like Joel and Ellie essentially being, they're like mascots at this point, and they just fucking kill one of them off. Like, fuck it. Most studios, most game companies wouldn't do that. They wouldn't be that bold to fucking, let's kill the moneymaker. Not even like 5-6 games in, it makes sense, but this is the second one and they like, well, fuck them. I like it personally.
Switch that shit up, man.
Not just that, it didn't feel forced. It didn't feel it made sense in the context of the story, so which is why I don't understand all of the complaining. And even outside of all of that, like, if you're judging the game purely based on the story, I still don't see this being a bad game if we just go off of the gameplay improvements. Like, the gameplay improvements are pretty significant. Of course, technically, it's off the hook. It's a Naughty Dog game, so animation, graphics,
yeah, they get busy.
Voice acting, all of that shit is the top of the food chain as far as that stuff go. Actually, gameplay-wise, they didn't add all that much. They just made the AI... they look for you a lot more. They look for you a lot more efficiently. Some of them have dogs, which is like,
ooh.
I got to hit the dog with a Molotov cocktail, man. I don't think I've done that in the game before. And that was kind of cool. Not to promote animal violence or anything like that. Like, at first I was like, oh, I'm going to try to get through these sections full stealth without killing any of these dogs. And those dogs are such a fucking nuisance. They're so good at finding you. I was like, second, third encounter in, I was like, fuck those dogs. I'm targeting those dogs first. Fuck all of them. Ellie gets some cool new traps, some cool new toys. And it just has a really good flow to it, because the way the environments are set up is it's a lot of hide and seek. You can re-enter stealth. If they lose line of sight of you, they'll forget where you at. Not forget where you at, but they can lose you, like in tall grass, and you can go prone now. So it's a lot of shit you can hide behind. You can get up under trucks and vans and things like that. It's a lot more vertical too. So there's high ground advantage, and it's just a lot of breaking sight and setting up an ambush. Oh, they spotted you there. You run and you get away. They lose you. You take another one out in stealth, two or three that way. It's really, really good combat, man. You get a lot of toys to play with. Mm-hmm. Although one complaint I have is because Abby and Ellie, they essentially have different sets of weapons. They have different tools. Allie has the superior, like, melee as far as animation goes, because Abby is a fucking big girl, man. She's huge, like hulking, really big fucking girl. So she fights like a brute. Ellie is more like agile, little slim girl, you know, 90-pound girl. She got to use more of her wits and her traps and sneaking people and things like that. Right. But as far as tools go, Ellie had the better tools. Like, I really like her traps that she get, man, because you can set up real good ambushes that way. Abby don't really get that shit. She get the pipe bombs, and those are cool, but I can't really set nothing up with that. That's more of a, oh, this shit flicked, I need to throw one of these and but yeah, man, they just do some really good shit with the combat. They mix it up real well. Enemy variety. Of course, you have infected. You have a few sections, although not nearly enough, where you have to fight humans and infected at the same time, and you can use them against the humans. And yeah, some really cool shit.
I love that.
There's one section. Yeah, it's so many good set pieces. Like, regular gameplay blended seamlessly into a set piece, sort of like a scripted event. Like, they blend those really well. There's one where you gotta fucking deal with this sniper, man, and he's you're so fucking far away from him, and he's only shooting at you to get the infected to come at you and to get you to pop out, and the infected are fucking rushing you down, and you got this fucking sniper shooting at you. It's so goddamn aggravating, like, but in a good way. Like, nobody fucking likes snipers, man. We all hate snipers. This is one of the most annoying, because this nigga can, like, one-shot you if you poke your head out, but you go poke your head out because you get rushed down by fucking bloaters and rushers, and it's going to happen.
Mm.
What's another section I like without spoiling too much? There's one section that Abby has where it's two factions fighting each other. None of them are infected, though. It's like an ongoing war. It finally reaches crescendo, and it's essentially like an escort mission. You're trying to get this kid out of this encampment, and it's just this big ass fucking fight going on, man. And it's just real cool, because you can either choose to engage or try to sneak past all of them while they're fighting, get them to fight each other. Some good shit there, man. So overall, like, the combat and the gameplay is, that shit is still tight. So I don't know how this game could be bad. Just off that merit alone, like, the gameplay is off the hook. So, regardless of the story stuff,
You know how they do, man. You know how they do. Motherfuckers are so sensitive and so attached and so fragile about their shit. You can't. It's like a never-ending battle for developers, I'm sure. I personally appreciate the fuck what y'all think in a not in a in a in a as a consumer approach, but just like we want to make a game, and we're gonna make our game, and hopefully y'all fuck with it type approach. I like that. I prefer that. You know.
Yeah, like they made a good game at the end of the day. Like the game is good. You might not agree with the story, but I just don't agree with all of that getting too attached with character shit. Now, if you kill off main characters in kind of a stupid, silly way, then maybe you have, you know, maybe you have reason to be upset. I don't know about boycotting the shit or review bombing it, which was like fucking silly. This is like a 20-25 hour game, right? And The user reviews dropped maybe 5 minutes after the game unlocked digitally.
Wow.
It's people just throwing out bad reviews just because, I don't know. I don't know why. Because either because the main character died, the character that they love, and or, you know, Ellie is a gay character. I guess that's a point of contention for some people.
Oh, no.
Right, and it's not really even all that big of a deal. Like, I don't know what the big deal is. But yeah, man, it's good. It's really good. This will probably be PlayStation 4's swan song. So they're going out on a controversial note. Let me check my notes here. What else did I want to touch on? More spoilers. I think Abby had the better gameplay sections. That's probably go piss a lot of people off because they probably just wanted to play as Snake the whole game, man. You know how it is.
Welcome.
And they're probably like, well, who is this new nigga? But like her shit is good too. So her shit is actually better as far as like stories go. And situation scenarios that she get put into her. Fucking crazy. I will say though, for as good as it is, it's not above criticism. It does have some problems. The pacing is not great. In typical Naughty Dog fashion, they really like to take the piss with their fucking flashbacks, and they do a lot of like mundane characters just walking and talking scenes, and I'm like, this could have just been a cutscene. Like, why am I playing this section that ain't really got no gameplay? They love doing those fucking sections. Like, this ain't really gameplay, y'all. And let's get back to it. The game has a ebb and flow of like opening chapter, and then like maybe like some enemy encounters sprinkled throughout, big set piece towards the end of the chapter, and then a flashback. And every chapter does that, and I don't really like any of the flashbacks. I know why they do it. It's like to bring you down, because the high set pieces are like, you, it's pretty intense. I had to take a few fucking breaks from the game. Like, wow, that was, I need to settle down here. This shit is,
it was going.
This shit got pretty emotionally intense. Because motherfuckers be dying, man, like left and right, and it be popping off. Like, they kill off characters like it ain't nothing. Much how it would be in real life. Like, nigga, you was not special. You will get screened. If you get shot, it matters, for the most part. More on that later. And yeah, man, I really like this grounded approach to storytelling. It's grounded when it wants to be. It's pretty silly with it's pretty silly with one section. Like, Abby has a boss fight against Ellie. And Ellie is one of the main playable characters from the first game. You have to fight her in like a boss fight, which unfortunately got fucking spoiled for me with all of the shit that happened last month. That would have been a goddamn amazing plot twist if I hadn't known anything about it, but oh well.
Motherfuckers.
And that fight itself, like half of it, the first half of it is pretty believable, but once Abby gets her hands on Ellie, it's like, what has happened? She would have broke this little girl in half. Like, you really got to see the size difference in the characters. Like, they play with that a little bit. She toss her around a little bit, like, little nigga, like, watch out, like, what you like, this is not happening. Ellie could not handle Abby in a hand-to-hand fight. It just wouldn't, it wouldn't go down that way. And I like that they actually showed that, but they didn't do it enough. What's another thing I didn't like? It didn't end when it should have. It ended like twice. You know,
one of those.
It was like one ending, and that would have been cool. Basically, after Abby's section and you fight Ellie, Abby lets her go, and she's like, you know, this ain't worth it. We need to stop this, because you killed all of my people. I came back, killed all of your people, and we just keep going back and forth. And Ellie's gonna let it go. She goes back home with her girl, and they trying to start a family, and they got a nice little farm, and things is quiet. But I guess because of all of the violence, she got PTSD, and she can't let it go. And they do one more gameplay section where Ellie goes after Abby one more time. And I was like, we doing this again? Like, what? Like, one more? Like, why? It does lead to a pretty graphic boss fight, because you fight Abby one more time, and it's pretty gnarly, man. The level of violence is like, eesh, like, y'all kind of pushing it. But I guess that was the point, because you don't usually get that in a lot of games. Like, sometimes when you kill people in this game, you're like, damn. Like, you hit a nigga with it, you hit a nigga with an arrow, and it go through his neck, and you hear him, it's like, shit. Like, my bad. Yeah, like, you really killed that dude. Some of the people you knife, man, like, because the visuals are so good, you know, you can see the expression on their face, and it's just like, man. It was this one dude I blew up the other day. It was like the first one that really got to me. And he was like, I'm like, why is this dude fucking freaking out? And then when I looked at the model, I saw that his arm was off, and that's what killed him. And I was like, oh shit. Like,
oh yeah, he
damn, you got fucked up, dude. Like, again, really, my bad. Yeah, my bad. Like, yeah, really, really good at portraying violence is kind of like distasteful. Although still kind of reveling in it, which is kind of like why that last scene is kind of like, it's a bit much. It's kind of rough. But yeah, overall, man, I loved it. Outside of the it being a little too long, and probably if you want to be mad about anything, which is what I'm hot about, is the multiplayer is gone. Like, what the fuck? With these new mechanics, like, nigga, if I could go prone and hide up under a fucking van and shoot niggas in the face, like, oh my god, that would be
yes,
that's the dream. Like,
yes,
that's the main thing I'm upset about, is the multiplayer is gone. These cool new mechanics and these cool new toys.
Oh my god, been
fun.
Yeah,
it would have been fun to play with, but yeah. Again, maybe I'm out of touch. Maybe I'm antiquated, but I don't know what all the complaining is about. This is still I don't know how you could like the first game and not like this one. It's basically, yeah.
Motherfuckers is weird, man.
Game is tight, y'all. So
I was just thinking about how, I mean, I've had the first one like forever, and I've only ever played the multiplayer.
Like I said before, you might be a redneck. I don't know.
But man, we used to get it in on that multiplayer, man. Like, goodness gracious, man. We really used to do that.
Yeah, I played the multiplayer far more than I played, you know, single player. And I played it twice, which was, I can't even talk shit about them niggas that play GTA. Let's go play GTA again. I played The Last of Us on PS3, re-upped, did it again on PS4. Like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
I mean,
what the fuck is wrong with me?
Had to see what it was looking like.
It's the same it's the same thing. Like, it's the same.
I mean, I had it on PS3 and PS4. for the month that player. So I can't say shit. But yeah, man, I mean, gamers, man, or just fans of shit in general are just a little awkward, man. It's like, y'all be all right, I promise. Like, it's not personal. It's not gonna like change your life or like threaten how you, oh my God, the main character, one of the characters is gay. I'm playing with a gay character. Does that mean I'm, no, it's like it just means that the character is, it's a character, first of all.
Right.
But
I don't get it. I also don't get all of the hoopla. Like, how does one of the main characters die and make the game bad? Like, I don't.
The whole game?
Yeah. I don't know. To me, story is almost divorced from almost entirely in games. So, but also for the most part, enjoy the story. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm a little biased. I'm all right with new characters coming in that we don't know anything about and telling a side of the story. I'm cool with that. I actually think it's kind of cool. I'm more upset that they couldn't hide any of it. Like, how much cooler would it have been if I didn't know any of that stuff going in?
Right.
But, yeah, people just don't like surprises, man. They just don't like...
You can't, not like, anymore.
They don't like expectations being subverted. They want to know everything about whatever it is before it come out.
Yeah.
Which I don't get. Like, this is not this world. This is not the world that they made. And yeah, do you want games to grow up or not? Because we can't just keep having heroes versus orcs. Like, that can't be every goddamn story.
Right. Yeah, man, and it's like, you know, like with the gameplay and the story and stuff like that, it's just, yeah, man, it's going to be what it is. If it's a good game, it's a good game. There's no reason to get all super frustrated and suspect about it just because it's not how you know, it's like, oh, well, I really liked. And man, just enjoy it. Just enjoy it for what it is, man. It's not even, I don't know. But I'm glad it was good, though. I'm glad, you know.
Oh, no, it wasn't just good. It was great.
Damn.
Pretty amazing.
Good to hear, folks.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it, man. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Outside of the pacing issues, which is, that's just like a Naughty Dog thing, the self-indulgent, just way too up their own ass with their ongoing cutscenes. Yeah, they really think a lot of that shit is impactful, man, when it's like it's not. It's like, okay, let's chop chop. Let's get it moving. On to the next chapter. Like, let's go. I get it. We missed this dude, and violence is bad, and revenge is not okay. I get it. Like, let's go. Like, let's move on to the next thing, please. But yeah, other than that, man, it's another great game by them. Yeah.
Good job, y'all. I told myself, I'd be telling myself that I was going to play the first. Yeah.
Don't even go there, man. Don't even. Don't do that. Enough. Enough with that.
I'll be woofing.
That's not going to happen. And that's okay. You see? That's what we need. We need. You don't do that, and that's fine. If you don't do that, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I mean, single player stuff, man, I sometimes play Final Fantasy. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm going to sit down here. And I don't understand. I don't conceptually know the difference in my brain. And I don't know what it is. I'm playing by myself on Final Fantasy 90% of the time. So it was like, I don't know, maybe just because it's absent-minded, I don't really have to pay attention to anything, and I can, you know, just kind of wiggle around the world or do whatever, but I just haven't been on the singles lately, man. Hopefully I'll get there.
Some people just play games socially. Some people just play games for the mechanics. Some people not really into all of that, into the storytelling medium, and that's fine, too.
I'm being here spinning.
But I guess, well, no, it don't really matter, because ultimately I checked the UK charts and the shit is selling faster than fucking Animal Crossing was over there. The pre-orders were higher than Spider-Man PS4. So the game is going to sell fine, and motherfuckers is going to play it.
Yeah.
So all of this loud noise is like, it's either A for YouTube clicks, and I get that, outrageous, funny, and entertainment, and we like to laugh at, it's goofy or whatever. But it's probably not really going to affect sales, so at the end of the day, and next week we go be complaining about whatever new entertainment thing comes out next week, so.
Yep.
Now ongoing cycle of violence.
Yeah, we gotta have some shit to whine about.
The big theme of this game is gonna keep going on.
The cycle.
It's gonna keep going on.
So did you play that's it though. That's the big thing, right?
That was it. I probably shouldn't have played it how I played it. Shit. You know, like all fucking weekend. That's probably why I was feeling like, because I was trying to finish it last night, but it just wouldn't end. Like it just didn't want to end. And I could feel myself getting a little resentful of it. And then when I played it this morning, because I finished it this morning, it felt a lot better. Like taking a break and then coming back to it, I wasn't as like agitated. So yeah, maybe I should have spaced it out a little bit more. Probably would have been better. But I like check the even now I check the fucking achievements or the trophies. Oh, and I just heard a cue pop. The achievements you get for finishing the game, it's only at 3.6%. So barely anybody has finished this game now. So
damn, son.
I don't know how so many people can be complaining about it already. Y'all just review bombed it for no reason because y'all heard some shit. Nobody has finished the game yet, so
God bless them, man. God bless them. People like they gotta have something to hate on. They gotta have something to complain about. They gotta do whatever whining they gotta do, and that's their thing. I've never been a troll, or I've never been like a. I don't know. I don't understand that sentiment.
I don't have the energy. I don't know how you can, like, you go, like, think about it. You go out of your way to go to a website, create an account, and punch up a review of a game you haven't played. Like, who has the energy? Who has the time? Like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. God bless them. But we got some light news.
Not God bless them. Fuck them. I can't stand a fandom, man. Makes my dick itch. Anyway, damn. What was you saying?
I said we got a couple pieces of light news. If you wanna touch on it, do you have any news? Because I got a couple things I looked at real quick.
The only thing I got is the I guess Warner Brothers trademarked a Suicide Squad game. It took out a trademark but that's been in rumors forever, so take that for what you will. Is the Suicide Squad game real or not, y'all? We have no idea what WB is doing with the goddamn DC license. Like, it was the Flash game was rumored for a while, and then of course it was like three or four different Superman games, a new Batman family game, like the whole Bat family being playable. That was a thing. Like, that was a rumor. And now it's the Suicide Squad thing. Y'all, do something. Just do something, y'all. I don't care what it is at this point.
Make a fucking game.
Right.
Superhero shit is hot right now.
That was all I had, though. What you got?
Well, first on the list, Cyberpunk has been delayed again, Negroes.
Hold on, man. Did you confirm that? I got to...
Yeah, delayed till November, man. November 19th is the new date.
That's not a huge delay.
A month and a half or something. But in it being delayed, they also announced that the PS5 and Xbox Series X or whatever upgrades will be free for people who own the game. So that's cool. What else is in there? Apex Legends is getting cross-play support, and it's also coming to Switch and to Steam. no release dates just yet.
Is it crossplay with PC? Because I hope not.
I think so. I think it will be.
Yeah, because them niggas be cheating. Nice and normal. It's a big problem in Call of Duty.
Damn.
PC niggas like to cheat, so.
Bums. Bums. And what else is on the list? Star Wars Squadrons gameplay reveal shows some dogfighting, some customization, and I guess there's multiplayer from what I'm hearing.
That's the whole other mode in the game is the 5-on-5 dogfights.
Oh shit! Well, in that case, your boy is ready. I'm ready.
It's got VR too, so.
What?
Mm-hmm. Which should make plenty of niggas sick trying to dogfight in VR. Good luck with that.
Sign me up, baby. I'm ready. I'm so ready for that. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, you know, me and your brother have been woofing about VR, so.
Yeah, VR is tight, man, but I don't know if it's that practical for a fucking
space game.
Yeah, space combat heavy dogfighting game. Like, it's the difference between playing something like No Man's Sky. It's kind of, you know,
casual,
a little laid back, but you got motherfuckers trying to shoot you, kill you. I need my situational awareness.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be sick on it anyways because I'm terrible at flying. I'm terrible at driving. Yeah, I'm terrible at all the things. And last but not least on the announcements list is Skate 4 been announced. I don't know if there's any Skate fans out there, but that's coming. It's coming in the near future, actually.
Yeah, I heard about that. And that was hype. Yeah, that they had a whole Twitter movement. Fucking, you get some shit done on Twitter, man.
Yeah.
Snyder Cut, Skate 4. Keep it up, y'all.
Snyder Cut. If you motherfuckers don't get the fuck out of my
I'm ready. I want to talk about some awful ideas. Being ready for some awful ideas. I'm ready. Let's go.
Just silly. Snyder Cut. But yeah, as far as news is concerned, man, that's about it. That's all I got. Just a couple little things. Ain't nothing too crazy going on.
Yeah, I'm looking through my message board right now. Ain't nothing really popping. It's mostly motherfuckers arguing about The Last of Us.
Y'all gonna have to chill out. Like,
we are split right now.
Yeah, they'll get over it, man. I promise they will.
I mean, they go buy it anyway, so.
Right, and I'm sure it's, like you said, it's probably a great game. It's just, motherfuckers just be so ready to hate on anything, dude. This shit's crazy.
I think it'd be a lot of people, like, following what YouTubers say and things like that, because the consensus for that game was already, people was already saying it was a bad game when everything leaked, so, yeah. This sentiment about the game has been on the internet for almost a month now, so it ain't really new. It's not really surprising. People just
so silly.
People just following the leader.
I guess, man. You know, I wonder if that's ever going to change, though. I wonder if people is ever going to be like just all right with whatever the fuck is going on. You can't. I mean, 9 times out of 10, I guess you can. Kind of change the, you know, like with enough uproar, people can change some things, but it's like, why? It's not even worth it. It's just play it or don't and just fucking move on to the next one. There's going to be another new hot game coming out in a month or two, or, you know, so it's just, I don't get all the fuss.
Yep, Ghost of Tajiri is next, baby. You'll see.
What's up?
I got my reservations about that game, but we go see.
I was watching a video on YouTube of these quote-unquote Japanese swords experts hating on the way the combat look.
I mean, the combat look, it look a little stiff. I ain't gonna lie to you. It look a little rough. I'm not completely convinced.
Yeah, we're gonna see what they have to offer.
Yep.
But other than that, man, it's like I say, it's been a light ass week. A lot of adulting. A lot of adulting, man. That's it for me. I mean, I wanted to, I got some new fucking editing software and shit, so I had to deal with that. Yeah, man, I just, it has not been the week for a brother to be playing or watching anything. Had to do some fucking like bank stuff and yeah, just all kinds of shit, man. So I apologize, y'all, in advance for not having no juice for y'all this week, but hopefully next week will be better.
I don't know. I'm still hearing them Q spot. So I think we gonna be in the same place we are now.
I'm a sick man, y'all. Don't judge me.
But yeah, I think that's it for this week. Pretty light week.
Yeah, we didn't top five. We couldn't come up. I couldn't think of an idea, and it's just been a hectic ass week, y'all. So sorry for the short episode, but we hope that you all will be, you know, understanding and join us again next time. Is that what we're going with?
Yeah, that's cool. All right, y'all.
Got, you know, everybody be safe. Don't do nothing crazy. Watch out for the COVID and the police. It's wild out there. So,
oh yeah, the COVID is supposedly back like a motherfucker. So
yeah, they was talking about thousands of cases in the last week just here. So, yep. I mean, I got a new TV, nigga. I ain't got to go nowhere.
Christ. All right, y'all.
All right, y'all.